This is the 15th class for the Chaitanya Charitamrita stories. And this story is from Adi Lila, chapter 17. It's a very short story. The bhikshu gets blessed, or the beggar gets blessed. This is from the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in his youth. This is his Bali Lila and Poganda Lila. Text 101 and 102. Aradina eka bhikshu aila magite prabhura nirtyadeki nirtyalagila karite. One day, a mendicant, a bhikshuka, a beggar, came to Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, to the house of Jagannath Mishra, Mahaprabhu Bhari, as they say. He came to beg alms from Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya's house. But when he saw Nimai Pandit was dancing, he also began to dance. His purpose of coming there was to beg alms. This is what the mendicants and the bhikshukas, the beggars, they go from house to house. It's called madukari. And they beg some roti or beg some grains or some atta or they beg some money. And this way they maintain themselves by begging from the grihastas. And this is part of grihastha dharma, to give in charity and to engage in hospitality and serving guests. It's called Atithi Narayan. Atithi Narayan means they come off the time, off the titi, and they're considered to be forms of Bhagavan or Narayan, testing your adherence to the grihastha dharma and examining your religious practices. So they, maybe in some cases, it even happens that Lord Narayan and Lakshmi come as beggars to the door. There are many, many stories in Puranas about Lakshmi and Narayan have taken the form of ordinary human beings, Manush Rup, and they come, Radhe Radhe, and they will test the Grihastha, how much he's following Dharma. And they come, and the Grihastha opens the door and says, "Hey, get out of here, you beggar! I'm calling the cops. I'm calling the police. What are you doing in Greater Kailash, Part 1? What are you doing in Friends Colony?" So then, of course, Lakshmi Narayan make an important note of that. And they send a note of that to Yamaraj. And Yamaraj will come and collect donation later on. Come and collect you for your adharmic sinful behavior of rejecting and cursing beggars at the door. But he immediately forgot his task at hand of begging. As soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, dancing, like little children, they often dance around the house. Maybe he was dancing for Sandesh, because sometimes he would dance for Sandesh and bananas from Sachimata. Sachimata had just made some cheese, and she cooked the cheese and with a little sugar in one pot and cooked off the water and mixed that sugar in the cheese. And she took the cheese out of the pot and she put it on a wooden board and she was kneading with her hands, she was kneading that cheese and squishing it all together to prepare some nice sandesh to offer to their Thakur, to their Narayan deity, Narayan Murti. And then after making that bhoga offering to Thakurji, she would of course give that Mahaprasad sandesh to Nimai. Nimai smelled the sandesh in the kitchen. That's a very nice fragrance, and the cow cheese is being kneaded with the sugar. It's a very satisfying, attractive fragrance of that sandesh. So Nimai was dancing. Nimai was a young boy. He's dancing. He was dancing for sandesh. Mata, mata, sandesh dedo. Dilo, or whatever they say in Bengali. How they say? Dilo, dilo. Sandesh Dilo. Give me Sandesh, give me Sandesh. And his mother said, "Lala, just wait, be patient. I have to make offering, Thakurji Bo, then later I'll give you prasad." "No, mommy, mommy." So he's dancing around, and the beggar comes to the door, and then he sees his child dancing, Nimai Pandit. Then he starts dancing also. He's also dancing for Sandesh. But no, but he was dancing because he saw Nimai, and he was so inspired that he immediately started dancing. He forgot. He started dancing with the Lord. And this is what happens when people in the material world, When they see the devotees dancing in Sankirtan, they forget where they're going and what they're doing. They're walking down the street going to work or going somewhere, and they see the devotees in Sankirtan, they're dancing, and they just start dancing oftentimes, and they join us. I remember dancing in Sankirtan, which is service to Krishna, Nam Sankirtan, Shravanam and Kirtanam, or engaging in Padasevanam, or direct service of the Lord. We had the personal experience, we had opportunity to work personally with Jayananda Prabhu. In 1975 in San Francisco, we rented one lot, one piece of property, and we're building the Rath Yatra carts there for the annual Rath Yatra festival, Rath Yatra in San Francisco, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And some young people were walking by the site, and they're looking through the fence. What are you doing making these big carts in San Francisco? And Jayananda, they were on their way to work. They were seeing young people going to work. And he said, oh, we're building these carts. Would you like to help us? Do you have a few minutes? Okay. Somehow he attracted them. And they came inside the lot. And he said, do you know painting? Can you help us paint and this and that? And pretty soon they would spend the whole day there, painting and painting the carts and helping in different ways, bolting and screws and nuts and all these fabrication and, you know, fixing the carts. Preparing the carts, and then they would take prasad, they would take halava and puris and sabji with us and prasad. And they'll forget about everything. They forgot about their job. And it's 1 o'clock. I forgot. What about my work? I missed half the job. And I say, anyway, I'll just take the whole day off and stay here all day. So what happens in one context, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees him or contacts devotional service or Krishna, he forgets. He forgets his purpose. He forgets his initial idea or what he wanted to do. We thought that human life was meant for sense gratification. Eat, drink, and be merry. And that's all the purpose of life. But somehow we saw Lord Chaitanya, or we saw Krishna, or we had some contact with Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Then we forgot. We said, oh, someone said, you're going in the wrong direction. You should come here and dance with us. You should dance with us. Don't be a beggar. Don't be a beggar in the material world, begging for food, begging for job. You get one degree and you put the degree in your mouth, like a dog, like the dog begs for a bone. So you put the degree in your mouth and say, I have PhD in BCom. Please give me a job. So you become a beggar, begging for a job, begging for bone, begging for food. Prabhupada said, why don't you come? And Prabhupada invited everyone, please join Lord Chaitanya, dance with Lord Chaitanya, chant the holy name. The only thing we're begging for is Krishna's love. It's called Prem Bhikari. Prem Bhikari. Bhikari means bhikshu, beggar. We are Prem Bhikaris. We are begging for love. We're serving Krishna and begging for his love. Serving Radha and begging for her love. So Lord Chaitanya, he turned this beggar. He wanted alms. He was begging for, it says here, bhikshu. He's a beggar, begging for some food. And he turned him into a Prem Bhikari. He came to the door looking for material things, material objects. He saw Lord Nimai Pandit dancing. So he forgot that objective of begging for a material object. He started dancing. And Lord Chaitanya, he did his special jadu. He did his special magic on him. He said, now you become a Prem Bhikari. Now you beg for prema. Prabhu Sange Nityakari Parama Ulas Prabhu Tare Prema Dila Prema Rase Bas Base Prema Dila. We say Dadati or Da, Da or Dan. That Dila means to give. That beggar, that bhikshu, danced along with Nimai Pandit. Prabhu Sange Nritya. He danced with Prabhu, Mahaprabhu. In the association of Lord Chaitanya, he danced. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. He was dancing. Prabhu Sange Nritya Kare. He was doing it, Kare, Karam. Then what was the result of that? What happened? He came as maybe a hungry beggar, maybe somewhat sad because he was hungry. Because if you're hungry, you're not too happy. And you're not begging because you're a millionaire. You're begging because you're deficient. You're begging because you need some food. You need something. There's something deficient. But after it says, Prabhu Sange Nritya Kari Parama Ulase. He was deficient. He was sad. He was starving. He was hungry. And he wanted to get food or money or something. Now he starts dancing with Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, Mahaprabhu Kirtan. And what was the result of that sangha? Parama Ulas. What does Parama Ulas means? He became supremely, ecstatically happy, Ulas. Joyful beyond compare. Joyful beyond measure. Prabhu Tare Prema Dile Prema Rasavase. Then what happened? Mahaprabhu gave him prema dila. And then what did he do? Now that he was given this great gift, this matchless gift of Krishna prema, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, then he started bhase. Prema rase bhase. He started floating in the mellows and continual waves and whirlpools of prema. Prema rase bhase. In other words, he won the lottery. He hit the jackpot. He went to the right door. You're begging, you go to this door, you go to one house and another house, and the basic rule of Madhukari is you go to seven houses. Shastras permit you to visit seven houses, not 100 houses. Not like book distribution, we go to 1,000 houses. We go to every single door until we sell some books. So begging Madhukari, you can go to seven houses. One roti here, one roti there. Seven rotis is enough for one day. If you get half roti or one roti, seven rotis will keep you quite healthy. Sometimes you get half, usually you get one roti. Seven houses, seven rotis. You don't have to go to seven houses. If you only eat two rotis, you go to two, and that's that. So this is the rule. So he went to one house to get a roti or get some flour or some dry sukabog. And what did he get? Prema dila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him prem. Not only prem, but he threw him in the ocean, prema rasa bhase. So he was just floating in the mellows and waves, prema taranga, bhava taranga, and the waves of bhava and prem in the association of Mahaprabhu. Prabhu sange nritya, dancing with Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. This is not even Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is usually later, after sannyasa, they call him Mahaprabhu. But when he's young, they're calling him, in his young days, they're calling him Prabhu Vishwambar, Prabhu Nimai Pandit, Gaura Hari. Later they call him Sri Krishna Chaitanya, that's his sannyas name, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Sri Chaitanya Dev, Mahaprabhu. This is later, after sannyas. But here it's saying Prabhu. He flowed and it says he danced, this is a translation by Prabhupada, that beggar danced with Nimai Pandit because he was favored by love of Krishna. Thus he flowed in the mellows of love of God. Bhase. And the word for word says he was floating, because bhase really means to float. But he said he was flowing. He was flowing in the mellows of love of Godhead. Now this is the story of the bhikshu gets blessed. The beggar gets blessed. This is the real blessing. Money is not a blessing. Position is not a blessing. Worship is not a blessing. Fame is not a blessing. Beauty is not a blessing. Prema is a blessing. When Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy in Godavari, he said, can you tell me who is a wealthy person? Who is a dhani? Who is really a wealthy person? And Ramananda Roy said, a wealthy person is one who has the wealth of love of God, prema. This is a really wealth. This is a real... So that he came as a bhikshu. He came to the door of Nimai Pandit as a bhikshu, as a beggar, and he went away as a kropati. He came penniless and left with millions of dollars because he attained the greatest wealth of Krishna prema at the doorstep of Mahaprabhu. So we're also knocking on the door of Mahaprabhu Bhari from Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. We're knocking on the door. Hello? Anyone home? Prabhu, Mahaprabhu! Vishwambar, Suniye, Prem Bikari, Ami, Prem Bikari, Prem Dilo, please, give me Prem. Are we not beggars at the door of Mahaprabhu? Are we not bhikshus? Tridandi Bhikshu, Sannyasi says, Tridandi Bhikshu. We're all Tridandi Bhikshus. Tridandi means Mano, Kayo, Vakya. Vakya, Mano, Kayo. Kayo, Tanu, Sharir, Body. We're begging with our bodies and senses. Krishna, give us prem. Fill my body with prem. Fill my senses with prem. Mano, mind. Fill my mind with prem rasa, with the mellows of prem. So we're begging with our mind. Vakya, fill my words with words of prem. Fill my words, oh my Lord. May my words flow with prema ras. Prema bhase. Prema rase bhase. Oh, Mahaprabhu, only my words be a continual flow of prema ras. And may anyone who hears my words float in the mellows of Krishna prem. This would be a very nice gift to have. May anyone who hears my vakya, anyone who hears my words, may they float in the mellows of Krishna prem. May they flow, enter the river of those words and flow in the waves of mellows of Krishna prem and carry on and run all the way to the spiritual world, lotus feet of Radharani and her eternal service in the groves of Radhakund. So we're beggars, we're begging. Tridandi means that the rod, the stick of three dandas. We're begging, we're bhikshus, Tridandi bhikshu, we're begging, oh please, fill my words with prem, fill my body with prem, fill my mind with prem. But now, my mind is full of lust, kam bhav, not prem bhav, kam bhav. My words are full of lust, my mind, my body is full of lust, my senses are full of lust. So now I have to take a danda, a lati, a danda, and I have to beat them. I have to beat my mind with a danda. You lusty, dirty, doggy mind, beat it. And if it beat my words, all the prajapa and nonsense talk and gossip and woman gossip and all nonsense, family, children, this, that, blah, 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 this, that, husband, children, wife, money, house, clothes, blah, blah, blah. And to beat our words. And we have to beat the mind and beat the body. Mano kaya vakya. That's with the danda. That's the tree danda. So we're all beggars. Some people are carrying a stick to show that they're really... really have to beat a lot. But we all have to. We all have a stick. Every devotee must be a Tridandi Bhikshu, isn't it? Is anyone free? What did Bhakti Siddhanta tell all of us? Bhakti Siddhanta told all of us, whether we're sannyasi or grihastha or brahmachari or vanaprast, he said, listen, all of you devotees, when you wake up in the morning, you should beat your mind 100 times with a stick. Have you ever heard this expression? Is that only for sannyasis? He said everybody. So we have to beat our words. We're the same way. So this is a story of the beggar gets blessed. So we pray to Nimai Pandit, and we pray to this anonymous beggar who has no name here other than Bhikshu. Because we're also anonymous in one sense, although we have some name, Krishnadas, Chaitanyadas, Radhadasi, etc. We have some names. So we have some. Our name is on the roster. We're enrolled in Krishna's school. We've been accepted by Sri Guru, and our name has been entered into the record book, so we have some recognition there, some acknowledgement by the Lord. Our score is being kept officially. We used to be in the record books of Yamaraj, and he was keeping our score, but now we've entered into Krishna's record books, and there's so many accounts going over there, so many deposits, and so many good things we're doing, hopefully. And that will all be accounted for at the time of death. But we are beggars. And we're at the house of Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan house, and we're begging the holy name, and we're begging Mahaprabhu, please, Prem Dila, please give me Prem. Because you're known for that, you're famous for that, and you've come to do that. You've come to give love to the beggars. And even if they're not begging, you've come to give it freely. Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Prema Pradayate, you've come to give it, I'm in need, I want, please give to me. And this beggar came and danced with you. It says that Prabhu Sange Nritya. First it said he came to beg. This is the sequence of the story, the scenes. The beggar knocks on the door. Then Ishan, this house servant, Ishan opens the door. The beggar comes in. He sees Nimai dancing for Sandesh. So he starts dancing and says, Prabhu Sange Nritya Kari. He started dancing with Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Nimai. So he's dancing. That's a service. That's service. Dancing for the pleasure of the Lord is also service. Look at the nectar devotion. There are 64 limbs of devotion. One is to dance for the pleasure of the Lord, to reveal your mind before the Lord, to feelingly offer prayers before the deity. That's a form of seva, bhakti. You come before Sridhatji, or you come before Haridevji, and you offer, fold your hands and you offer prayers. Sri Krishnam, Sri Ganashamam, Purnananda Kalevaram, Dvibhujam Savadevesham, Radha Lingata Vigraham, Sri Haridevji Maharaj Ki Jai. And you offer prayers, and he's happy. And he fills your heart with ulas, because you pleased him. Because it's devotion, devotional expression, it's bhakti. You're following Rupa Goswami, you're following nectar devotion. You're surrendered. That's your duty, that's your seva. So dancing is seva. He's just, Prabhu Sange Nirche, in the association of, he's just dancing. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, you have come to beg? You're a bhikshu, I can see how you're dressed, you're a bhikshu, you're a mendicant, you're a wandering mendicant, you're avadut, nirapeksha, you're a niskinchan sadhu. You've come to beg? All right, I'm really going to satisfy you. The bhikshu came and said, give me a roti. Oh, Mahaprabhu Singh, oh, you come, you're dancing with me, and you're coming to get one rupee for your, to fill your jolly, fill your jolly, your bag, with one roti and your madhukari. All right, I'm going to give you something you'll really appreciate. Prem Dila, Prema Rase Basi. I'm going to give you Krishna Prem. I'm going to make you flow and float on the endless, constant waves of ecstatic Prem Ulas, the waves of Rasa, Prema Rasa. You're going to become saturated. You're going to forget everything. You're going to fly in the sky. And that's what happened. So we're coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. The temple is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. ISKCON is the house of Prabhupada. The house of Prabhupada is the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It says Prabhupada built a house which the whole world can live in. Well, the house has many, he has many houses. He has houses in Australia and everywhere. House. The house of Prabhupada is the house of Mahaprabhu, isn't it? Prabhupada Bhari is Mahaprabhu Bhari. Who's inside the house? Prabhupada is there, dancing. Who's he dancing with? Gauranga, and who else? Nittai, and then that's in his Gaur Sarup, and Prabhupada in his Krishna Sarup, Braja Sarup, he's dancing with Radharani and Shamasundar in his Mandri form, isn't it? So you go to Krishnamaram Temple, that's Mahaprabhu Bhari, that's the house of Jagannath Mishra, that's Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, Lord Chaitanya's living there, is it right? Yes. And do you go there sometimes, and do you dance with Lord Chaitanya? In the kirtan, so that's called Prabhu Sange Nrityakari. And when you dance, do you feel any parama ulas? Do you feel, oh, I'm dancing, but I don't like it. I don't feel anything. You do feel anything singing Harinam, and you're dancing in front of Mahaprabhu? Do you feel any happiness, joy? That's parama ulas! Parama ulas is happening right there. And then, okay, so that's step one. You came to the house. Step two, you Prabhu Nityasanga, you're dancing with Prabhu in Prabhu's house. And step three, Parama Ulas. Right? This is the Krama, Bhajan Krama. Then what's step four? Prabhu Tari Prema Dila. Mahaprabhu's happy. He's pleased with your devotional expression, with the purity of your heart, the purity of your mind, and you're dancing for his pleasure. Then what does he do? Prema Dila. He gives you Prem. Right then and there. Right in the temple, right in the house of Mahaprabhu. The temple is the house of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu Bari, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. And then when you receive that prema, then prema rase vase. You start floating in the river of prema, flowing in the mellows of love of Godhead. This is the teaching of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is a great wealth that we will all receive by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.